This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
James Comey telling Congress while he didn't see grounds for prosecution, Hillary Clinton mishandled classified material on her private server while she was Secretary of State, and we're back now with the panel. So, Britt, in her FBI interview, by one count, Clinton said 27 times that she did not recall or could not remember key events and details. As for the emails about drone attacks and CIA assets, she said that she relied on her staff, and if they sent her something, she assumed it was not classified. Do you find those explanations or failure to recall persuasive?
Of course not. And I don't think many normal people would. And it simply furthers this impression people have that this is an extraordinarily, exceptionally secretive and even indeed dishonest person now running for the highest office in the land. Under normal circumstances, such things as the mishandling of classified information, negligence in the handling of classified information, would be utterly disqualifying. In this particular year, under the circumstances, given the nature of the opposing candidate, she's ahead. Whether over time this stuff, and there's likely to be more of it, will weigh her down to the point where people just might find it in their hearts to vote for the alternative is the question. From based on the polling we've seen so far, it doesn't look like it will be enough, but it's something to watch out for.
Well, you know, why would we not think that we've come to this point? I mean, and when you consider the last two election cycles when there was so much in dispute and a lack of vetting by the mainstream media, I mean, this is Hillary is Barack Obama 2.0. That's what we said. I mean, think about what she wants us to believe, that she turned over all her emails, but suddenly the State Department's found an additional 17,448 unique and work-related emails. Now, think about it. You know, she said that she got rid of 30,000 personal emails on yoga classes and weddings and all that. Do you know how many emails that averages out in the four-year tenure? We're talking over 20 emails per day in order to come up with 30,000 emails. I mean, she's Secretary of State. She's busy. I spend more time probably getting rid of emails than writing emails. Scott, I don't know about you, but how does somebody with this kind of responsibility, how does she come up with another 30,000 personal emails? I mean, just the sheer volume brings it into question. You know, 20
plus
emails a day?
A lot of email lists, right? She gets a lot of spam. I don't know.
Have you ever in any one day written, you know, 20 emails? I mean, and she's talking 365. I mean, this is 365 days, 7 days a week, okay, through her four-year tenure as Secretary of State. In order to get to 30,000 personal emails, that's about what you have to do.
Yeah, no, I don't. Maybe text messages. I mean, I probably send 20, 30 texts a day between me and my girlfriend and friends. But that's usually, yeah. I don't deal in email with them. Email is work-related.
Right. Well, email takes exactly.
Email's work-related because I need to have the trail, you know. I like to keep it so I have the whole conversation. You know, I don't even delete emails like it from
says,
you.
Yeah, when the girlfriend says, "Hey, you didn't send me flowers," you can say, "Hey, look at all these texts I've sent you."
That's right. That's right.
Right. I mean, give me a break here. This is incredible. And then, of course, you know, the other thing she wants us to believe is that she wasn't trained about security documentation while at the State Department, and she didn't understand what C meant. I mean, even her own people had to laugh about that, and we're going to play that soundbite a little bit later on. But that's it's incredible. But is you know, as Britt Hume puts into perspective here, I mean, this is the most you know, my words, candidate that I've ever read in my modern era that we've had. I mean, it's like no holes barred. You know, there is no sense of integrity and honesty on this situation. Well, we've got more coming up. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez live.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, hello, America. It's Labor Day 2016, a day that we're supposed to have off. But some of us, we just keep on laboring because that's what we do. But it is a time-honored day. I mean, without a doubt, when you think about what the wisest man of all time had to say about work. I'm talking about King Solomon. He says, "So I saw that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his work, for that is his loss, that is his lot. Who can bring him to see what will be after him?" Bruce Kaufman is with us right now. Bruce, of course, our favorite historian, award-winning syndicated columnist, author, and speaker. His work has appeared in magazines, newspapers nationwide. He regularly lectures on a number of historic topics, and we're so grateful to have Bruce on with us regularly to talk about these important days that we should celebrate and should remember as significant to our culture. Bruce Kaufman, always good to have you with us. Happy Labor Day to you.
Thank you, Bill. Always good to be on the show, and happy Labor Day to all your millions of listeners.
Boy, Labor Day here in America, but the one thing, I guess there's so many things about America, I think that rises to the purpose and understanding of why we can be exceptional is because we take our labor seriously here in this country, don't we?
We do take our labor very seriously. And the history of Labor Day, just really quick, Bill, we're talking now the turn of the century. It's the dawn of the industrial age. And as a result of that, we have all these we have these new industries, and we have new workers in the industries who are working in factories, who are working on assembly lines, and so on. And the honest truth is that there was a great deal of exploitation of the worker at that time. He was working in horrible, unsafe conditions. He wasn't being paid very well. And so unions began to be formed, kind of protect the worker from this exploitation. And there's a little bit of a controversy or a difference of opinion about who started this, but the idea of Labor Day came from two guys named McGuire, or one of them anyway, but they both had the name McGuire spelled differently, but a guy named Peter McGuire. He was from the American Federation of Labor, a new union that was beginning to really grow. He was in Canada, and he observed back then in 1882, Canada actually had a Labor Day, and Peter McGuire thought, you know what, the United States ought to have one too, if nothing else, to call attention to the working stiff in this country who worked so hard to put food on his family's table and a roof over their heads and all of that. Others think it was a guy named Matthew McGuire, who worked for the Central Labor Union, another union, and whatever the case, the seed was planted, but the whole thing actually happened. Labor Day actually was created in 1894 after there was a strike from the Pullman Company. They're the ones who made those cars for the railroads.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it wasn't the famous Pullman Porter strike, that was later, but a bunch of workers who actually made the Pullman cars found that their paychecks were being cut, and they held a protest rally. The U.S. Army was called in. There was violence. A couple people died. Several were wounded. And the nation, who was kind of feeling badly for these guys, They erupted, and so Congress very quickly passed legislation that created a federal holiday honoring the labor unions. It became Labor Day, and Grover Cleveland quickly signed it into law. So that's kind of a quick and quick backstory on the history of Labor Day.
Well, as far as, you know, labor and the culture of labor here in this country, I mean, you could argue, unlike Europe, that takes an entire month off, you know, as part of their culture, they say, you know, we're going to shut it down for an entire month. You know, some would argue that we just labor too much. We become more about what we do than who we are.
There's something to that, Bill, actually. But, I mean, yeah, we are unlike Europe, which, I mean, I sometimes wonder whether Europeans actually ever like labor. They retire at the age of 50, which is one of the reasons why their whole social network is unsustainable in terms of payments. But of course, we're running into the same problem. But yes, the United States, we have a, I mean, work is our heritage from, you know, the time that the pilgrims came to America, you know, and had to figure out how to survive. In an unfriendly country in which, you know, they weren't quite familiar with what plants, what crops would grow. Yeah, we've gone way back to that. Sometimes think that we put more emphasis on we should, but yeah, we are a country in which labor, putting food on the table for our family has been a tradition, and I agree with that.
Well, I think there's something, you know, deep and wholesome and profound about the work we choose, you know, just as I had mentioned, you know, from King Solomon and his counsel about labor, and that we should enjoy what we do. There's something substantive and profound about, you know, a paycheck being productive, what it represents to our very nature and why we exist, I guess, and all that rolled into one. But yet there'd be some people and some forces that would say, hey, you don't have to work. And people that buy into that, they become less than, I find, if I can say that. Because you can't be more than. You can't be more than when you're relying on somebody else and looking for something outside of yourself or some kind of, I guess, dignity. What do you think? Am I getting too deep?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's absolutely the case. Okay, we're not all going to just love our jobs. Not everybody absolutely loves the job they do. But the important thing is that our work gives us a sense of self-worth, a sense of self-respect, that we are the ones, not the government, that's going out there and with the sweat of our brow, we are putting food on the table for our family. We're putting roof on over our heads. We are making sure our kids have clothes on their backs and all of that. That should be a source of tremendous sense of pride and self-satisfaction. Even if it's not your perfect job, the fact of the matter is you are making your decisions with your life. You're the one who is going out and earning a living for your family. You are not depending on the federal government to do that for you. I mean, Bill, we're obviously getting in here to the welfare state situation in this country.
Right.
And you know, that it's not only the cost. I mean, you can look at the cost of the welfare state today. If you combine, the welfare payments now are in the $1.2 trillion annually. Okay. Mm-hmm. But that's a huge cost. But it's not so much the financial cost, it is the sense of self-worth, the cost to us emotionally, the cost to us in terms of our pride, in terms of our ability to make our own decisions in life, our independence. That's where the real cost is, in my opinion.
Well, and I agree with you, Bruce, because we've been saying here that, you know, think of all the dreams that have been stifled as a result of it. And, you know, work, yes, it's difficult, it's challenging, but it's equally rewarding when you're able to dream big dreams and realize that. And how many success stories are part of the American experiment and culture that is so foundational, of people that you would have never thought, but because of the opportunity that is available to them here in America, the labors, the idea, the whole concept of the great American experiment, it's like it could only be realized in this country, don't you think?
I do, but I also worry about the fact that those opportunities are shrinking daily because of the welfare state.
No, I agree with you. Bruce Kaufman is with us. Award it. historian, author, and speaker. We're going to talk about the current state of affairs as we head to the last 65 days of the election cycle. Yes, it's almost over, Gladys. Get ready. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
If you want term life insurance, call LifeQuotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call LifeQuotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Napa Know-How.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.79 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic, just $5.79 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States Pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 9/30/16.
He's on the 30, the 20, the 10, touchdown!
Don't let yesterday's accomplishments affect today. Use Blue Emu, available in stores nationwide.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, welcome back, America. Whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have around the country, including WWCR, our shortwave affiliate that takes us all over the world. Welcome back, and thank you for joining the good fight with us to get this country back on track. I believe we can do that. 7 out of 10 of us agree we're on the wrong track. So I say, hey, great observation. Now let's do something about it. It's going to be a bottom-up movement, not top-down. Top-down is what got us into this mess. Well, our conversation with one and only Bruce Kaufman continues, the award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Hey, Bruce, you know, when I talk to people and we talk about you, of course, I brag about you all the time, and they say, hey, how do I get on that subscription list? Tell me about it again. And, you know, so I'm going to give you some time here so people can take notes, and more than take notes, that they actually get connected with you.
Yeah, that would be great, Bill. They can go on my website, which is www.historylessons.net. That's one word, history lessons, plural, S on the end. And right there on the homepage, well, you can, I mean, browse the website. There's all kinds of things to read. But on the right side of the homepage is a subscribe to Bruce's writings. And you type in your first name, last name, email address, and you hit submit. And, oh, I'm sorry, and then you choose. I have three things that I send out every week. On Monday, I send out my quote of the week, which is my idea of a pithy or funny or important quote. On Wednesday, I send out my syndicated newspaper column on U.S. history and world history. Friday, I send out my column, Thinking Out Loud, and that's my take on some of the public policy and political issues that you and I talk about. So your listeners can go on the website, put in their information, and then check either one or all three or two of the three. It's really up to them. And I will send them an email. If they check all three, I'll send them the quote on Monday in an email, my history lesson on Wednesday in an email, and my Thinking Out Loud column on Friday in an email. And as I always say, I'm pretty sure that they'll enjoy them. But if not, you can always unsubscribe, one or all. But I'm quite sure that the history lessons, whatever you think about my politics, the history lesson column that everyone will like.
Well, it's good fun because there's so much, particularly the way Bruce lays out, you know, the subject matter in history lessons. You go, why didn't I learn this in high school? Or maybe I barely remember this. And it's quite refreshing because it's what it's all about. I mean, he who controls our history controls our future. And ladies and gentlemen, our founders always intended that we would be the keepers of our history. If we check out, then, hey, welcome to the 21st century America in which we live in today, right, Bruce?
Yeah, pretty much. And it's true. Yeah. I mean, Ronald Reagan put it very well a while back. If you forget your history, if you forget where you've been, you won't know where we're going. And that's
exactly
absolutely the case.
Well, yesterday, one Mother Teresa was canonized. She's now a saint. The Catholic Church honored her. Here is a woman who took on the down and out, the rejected, the most rejected there in India and Calcutta and, you know, in other parts of the world as well. And the Catholic Church says, look, she was such an example. She is, you know, she's worthy of sainthood, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of her greatest causes, of course, was the death of the murder of the, what she would call the unborn, which was abortion. If there was one issue that she spoke out fearlessly on, at one point she spoke it out when Hillary Clinton was in an audience, was that when you perform an abortion, you're murdering the unborn. She was, I mean, that was one of her great causes. And for that, the church obviously would canonize her.
And how that's been tapped down, hasn't it?
Yep, absolutely.
I mean, they want to talk about what she did for AIDS and the poor and that, but her stand on abortion, very clear, and to your point, gosh, I remember that with Hillary in the audience. I mean, to me, that was about as grand as, you know, Barack Obama being the audience when Dr. Carson talked about political correctness, right?
Right. Absolutely. So, yes, absolutely. But I just to call attention to the fact that one of her great causes was abortion, the murder of the unborn. And for that, she was fearless. She didn't care who was in the audience. She didn't care what their political beliefs were. This was an absolute truism to her that you could never alter.
I thought it was quite interesting, Bruce. Just one more point on Mother Teresa. I mean, it's kind of hard to refer to her as Saint Teresa because for so long she was so identified as Mother Teresa, you know, just the classic nurturing symbol of motherhood and life and, you know, the underrepresented and the rejected in that, was that in her private journal, She talked about being in torment for like 50 years of her life, you know, searching for God and feeling like she just could not quite connect with them, with God. And I thought that was quite fascinating to understand that she was, even though she felt like she couldn't quite connect, she just, there was something about her faith that would not allow her to give up, though she just felt like she wasn't connecting with God in a way that she could, you know, really say, oh yeah, I'm doing the will of the Father. I feel like I'm on the right track here. She talked about it in terms of being tormented over that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
But it all worked out for her in the end.
Yeah, amen. Well, let's talk about the current state of affairs. I mean, it's Labor Day all over America today, and this is the time when, you know, the campaigns really put it in high gear. I mean, if you don't have it together by now, forget it. The party's over, right?
Pretty much, yeah. And I'm waiting to see. I want to see the debates. I want to see exactly. Everybody talks about the fact that. You know, this election is over. Hillary's going to win it. Let's see, because the debates are not. I don't consider Hillary to be a very good in the debate arena.
Right.
And Trump is obviously sometimes he's on, sometimes he's off. But I'm waiting. I'm waiting. I'm on the fence here. In terms of who's going to win, not in terms of who I would vote for. I'm still not. I have no idea who I'm going to vote for right now. In terms of whether who's likely to win this thing. I'm on the fence until I see some of the debates.
Well, I think they're certainly her surrogates and those that support Hillary want it to be over. You know, they don't want to hear any more about the emails, the scandals, Clinton cash, all these. I think it was Charles Krautheimer says, you know, people are asking for a smoking gun. He goes, we got smoking cannons here.
Right.
So, you know, certainly it's like they want to get this over and make it over the line by the hair on her chin before something else gets revealed here. And Julian Assange just says, look, I've got an October surprise here. He says, you know, even with what he's seeing right now, which he assures us is going to be released sometime in October, well before the election, that it's quite damning. And I go, well, how many more damning things do we need to make a decision on relevant to her credibility? If it's important for you that, you know, the people that we elect to office should be honest and have some sense of integrity.
I'm waiting to see what he decides to release as well. I mean, but once again, Bill, in my opinion, so many things have been proved. She's been proven to be such a serial liar.
Yes.
She's been proven to be such a corrupt person that the fact that she still has the approval rating she does says to me that there's a lot of people, and this is also true on the Trump side, they're impervious to this stuff.
Right, exactly. No, there's no doubt about it. And the mainstream media, even some of them, I mean, have made some comments that give you, or at least lead you to believe that they want to hold some semblance of credibility and say, well, you know, I kind of told you so. Well, not really, but you kind of, maybe. You know, maybe it's a Candy Crowley moment or something they can kind of claim here. I don't know, but it's kind of amazing. Of course, before the three major, you know, debates, as you mentioned, that we were all looking forward to, we got Matt Lauer kind of doing a pre-debate debate, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It will be interesting. I can't say for sure, like everybody else thinks, and most of the people in my neck of the woods, which is Northern Virginia, very liberal, that this thing is done.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I think it's far from over. I'm not hearing the fat lady singing yet, so in my humble opinion, I'm with you. Bruce Kaufman, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Thank you so much, Bruce. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
Tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Walgreens True Metrics and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street or a trip to the movies or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Why not? Little Eric Clapton, huh? On Labor Day 2016. Welcome back, America. We're coming to you live from Maui, Hawaii, from the CRN studios here in Maui, Hawaii, at the Kanapali Beach Hotel and Resort. Boy, I'll tell you, what fun has it been? Of course, we get a chance with the daughter unit and our new grandson, who was released from the hospital on Saturday. They've got a couple doctor appointments on Tuesday, and then they're going to be flying in, so we can't wait to, you know, hug them up once again. Hey, Bryden Ross is with us. He is CEA's Vice President of State. He leads the State of Affairs Policy and Advocacy work. Before joining CEA, he served as the Director of Energy and Environmental Policy for the Council of State Government and as the Interim Executive Director of the Association of Air Pollution Control Agencies. Bryden Ross, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me today.
Hey, great to have you here on Labor Day. I appreciate that you're still laboring with the rest of us, and thank you for coming on. I want to talk about, you know, gas prices. We got a lot of people doing stay vacations, taking advantage of the lowest gas prices, what, since 2004 now?
It's the lowest price for Labor Day since 2004. And if you look at the national average, we're somewhere around 222 or so. And if you look at the bad old days of 2008, when the all-time high was 411 nationwide, for a gallon of regular, you're saving about, you know, $1.89 or so, a gallon. So if you're doing a regular, you know, sedan fill up at 15 gallons, that's, you know, almost 30 bucks, you're saving from 8 years ago. So that's a big time saving.
Well, except for the people that have been affected by the hurricane there in the east, you know, most of the people in the country are enjoying these lower gas prices. You say 55% of Americans said they're likely to take a road trip this weekend. You know, and that's of the remaining people who have a chance to get in their car and that are not, bailing out water right now.
Yeah, no, it is. It's hard to watch all those scenes there. You know, there's a lot of folks impacted by this terrible weather. But, yeah, absolutely. Yes, it is. It's hard to watch for sure.
Well, without a doubt, I mean, you know, we do feel for them. And getting back to, what AAA is reporting in terms of, the price of gasoline. And of course, we get the summer blending stuff that's coming into play. I mean, or maybe now it's post-summer blending. So this is affecting, the price of fuel as well, because it seems that, this is what we've been trained to adjust to. Anytime there's a possible hiccup or stall or, minor adjustment, with fuel blending or any interruption, I mean, all we needed to have is maybe a hurricane to hit some of the, fuel areas, then, we'd have seen prices really going up because, they know how to move those prices up pretty quick, right?
Well, a lot of it, you hit on some points there that anytime you add external variables to our nation's fuel infrastructure, that's going to increase prices. And so you see it either when you're adding new blends of fuels for summertime air quality issues that EPA requires, and then anytime you do a switchover, that requires refineries to go down and switch over to different types of fuels. And anytime you add a new fuel mandate, that's another cost you're adding to the system.
Mm-hmm. So these tropical storms and hurricanes all contributing to potential problems, refinery outages, as you mentioned, right?
Mm-hmm. They do. And so I think people forget that oftentimes, our pipeline networks run on electricity. And so if there is a power issue or problem like we saw in Katrina, those pipelines had to be shut down for a while so you could bring them back online. And there was flooding issues with a lot of our storage there on the coast. I mean, Katrina was a pretty extreme example of that, but absolutely, yeah. So, I mean, we have a very interconnected, fuel delivery system in this country, and anytime you add something to make it more complicated, you add costs and a chance maybe for an outage.
Well, Bryden, I mean, not that we should look a gift horse in the mouth. I mean, here we've got, the lowest prices since 2004. We've been encouraged, with what's been happening with our fuel capacity and the way we're being able to tap into the resources here. And it looks very bright, as I've had in other conversations with energy experts. I mean, here we are for the first time in our lifetimes, truly could be energy independent. But it seems that we're having to get through a lot of federal regulations to get there. And I maintain, you go with what you have. This is not to ignore, things. I think that we all bring something to the dance here. But, can we be reasonable to take the resources that we have and utilize them in a way that's win-win for everybody? Because fuel costs being what they are, we're really helping a lot of poor people in this country with this cheap gas. I mean, that's the other component, to this calculus is that, poor people in America are getting their fuel a lot cheaper. And I think that's a big boon. And to walk away from that right now, I think is unnecessarily hurtful, in my humble opinion.
Couldn't agree more. And, at CEA, one of our key missions is to get consumers educated about these issues and also raise awareness of what, the great decisions for our folks in D.C. and in state capitals make that impact the regular lives of your listeners and others. I mean, people who bring home less than $50,000 a year as a family spend one out of every $5 after taxes on energy. That was a Bank of America study about 4 years ago. This has been a real boon for folks living on fixed incomes and tight budgets around the country. I mean, think about that when you're not even adding in inflation. They're
exactly.
paying, roughly $30 less a fill-up every time from 8 years ago. That's real money for regular people.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Bryden, you have some people, and certainly, we've got Secretary of Treasury Jack Lew, who believes that America's not paying enough for, a gallon of gasoline. He says that we should be more like Europe and pay $8 per gallon. Of course, this is a man who rides around in the people's car and we pay for his gas. So I guess it's easy for him to make that statement. And others would say, look at, you know, in a sense, kind of heck with the poor people. You know, eventually, you know, renewables will catch up, and we're doing such a big disservice by being too concerned about the poor in providing cheap fuel for them, when our environment and our world is going to hell in a handbasket because we're not utilizing our resources, correctly, and we're abusing the good earth with fracking and other issues like this. What do you say to them?
We would have a very respectful, big difference of opinion. If you look at the energy revolution in this country, what often gets underreported is the fact that our CO2 emissions profile is at its lowest point in 20 years from the utility industry perspective. That is extremely significant. You know, we did all this without the Kyoto Protocol, mm-hmm. and we're the largest economy in the world. So you don't see $16 trillion economies move this quickly, mm-hmm. Especially as broad and geographically diverse as ours. Anytime you think about adding the cost of energy artificially, you're then taking away, capital that could go to a variety of other beneficial uses. You know, hiring more employees, paying for health care, paying for a pension. Mm-hmm. Everything we have in this country is either produced or manufactured using energy. Everything. Every good and right. service. And so that cost of energy is embedded in every good and service that we use. And so to artificially inflate that, one, we think is an economic loser, and it only hurts the most vulnerable among us in society.
So you would say the empirical evidence is so clear that it's almost inarguable.
Well, I think what we would say at TA is that this false notion that you either have to promote economic development or promote environmental conservation. You can't do both. Really, that's a false choice.
Mm-hmm.
One, we think we're getting more energy efficient as an economy overall, and that's been brought to us, frankly, by the energy revolution in this country. So we mm-hmm. think people who tell you it's a zero-sum game, that you can only protect the environment and you can't do energy development, we think there's some people who don't get it.
Exactly. Well, Bryden Ross has been with us from CEA. Bryden, thank you so much. Happy Labor Day to you. 18 before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ.
They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply nitrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Again, 855-305-8326.
Like me, America. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And if you happen to be with me here in Alohaville, we're talking Hawaii here in Maui, Hawaii. Very early here, 3 to 6 in the morning. This is the way we roll because we give it to you live every day, Monday through Friday, on this nationally syndicated radio show. Well, this next topic, speaking of Hawaii, I don't know if you caught this or not, but because I was here, it really came out loud and clear, and I couldn't help but think whether or not Tulsi Gabbard was appreciative of what the president just did, and that is that he used an outdated Antiquities Act to tie up huge amounts of land without the state's approval. And we're talking about Maine and Hawaii being affected here most recently. President, in bypassing Congress and the state's own governing body to designate huge portions of land into national monuments, Maine and Hawaii particularly, are the most recent states affected by this. It affects states' jobs and local people's ability to use the land. Dr. Bonner Cohen is with us right now to talk about it. Dr. Cohen is a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research and a senior policy analyst with the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow. Bonner, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Well, I'm doing very well, Bill, and I'm pleased to be here.
Well, I got to tell you, boy, the president is at it again. I mean, he is rather empirical, and with an E, you know, he's got the pen, he's got the cell phone, and you know, for him to take advantage of this as he's heading to the exit door, you wonder, hey, what's going on? As I say, I can't believe Tulsi Gabbard would go along with this.
Yes, with less than 5 months left in office, Obama knows that the clock is ticking, and he wants to make the federal government as strong as he can possibly get it between now and January 20th, 2017. And among the many things he has done is declared two areas, one in Maine and one in Hawaii, as national monuments. And to do that, he availed himself of something called the Antiquities Act of 1906. Now, I think it's important for our listeners to realize that the Antiquities Act was enacted to protect cultural sites and archaeological sites lives from being looted. This was a real problem. If you turn back the clock over a century ago, these were thinly populated areas of the country, controlled by the federal government, which owns a tremendous amount, and I would say way too much land in the West. Land, in fact, it couldn't really protect. So there was a problem with looting of Native American historical and cultural sites, and there was also a problem with looting of archaeological sites. So this law was passed in the hopes that this would deter looters from going onto those lands and stealing whatever they wanted to get their hands on. Mm-hmm. Fast forward 90 years to the Clinton administration, and they were trying to figure out how they could lock up natural resources in the West without having to do the pesky thing of actually going to Congress and getting permission to do so, knowing full well they would never get that permission. Mm-hmm. So what did they do? They looked at the Antiquities Act and said, aha, we can transform the Antiquities Act from what it was intended to what we want it to be. So they declared, this was originally in Utah, a gigantic swath of land there, federal land there, and they declared the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument, locking up all the resources on that land from here to eternity. And by the way, those resources in the form of low sulfur coal and other valuable minerals were considerable. Well, the Bush administration, unfortunately, did the same thing, and now we're into the Obama administration. What it has just done is that it has locked up 137 square miles of land in northern Maine,
yes,
declaring a national monument there. This is historically timberland that was donated, foolishly in my view, to the federal government a few months ago. And bingo, Obama did what the environmentalists have been warning him to do for a long, long time, and that's lock up that land. Mm-hmm. He did this by circumventing Congress, circumventing the wishes of the publicly stated wishes of the governor of Maine, the state legislature of Maine, and many local political leaders and public officials in the affected area. He went around them and effectively created a wilderness area. It's a distinction without a difference. And under the Wilderness Act, of course, you're supposed to get congressional approvals to declare an area a wilderness. Well, Obama has gone around that by simply creating, as he says, a phone and a pen,
yes,
and created a de facto wilderness area, which he calls a national monument.
Right.
Not only are the resources on that land locked up in perpetuity now, and public access to that area will be all but shut off, say, for a few bird watchers and what have you. But, of course, there's another agenda here, and that agenda is purely political. By making it virtually impossible for local people in the affected areas to earn a living by locking up these resources, what are those people going to do? Well, many of them are simply going to move away.
Exactly.
They're going to go to urban areas.
How many jobs did we lose there?
It's impossible to say. We're going to lose a few thousand jobs. Impossible to say exactly how many. It's more the opportunity lost. In other words, if you grow up, if you're born in an area where everything around you is owned by the government, this area is adjacent, in northern Maine, it's adjacent to a gigantic state park anyway.
Right.
And so it's not that those people up there weren't lacking for recreational opportunities back in the state park. It's a gigantic state park. It could take care of whatever recreational needs the people of Maine had. Now you have another economic dead zone, which is what this is, that the government has created, and it has done this in the full knowledge that it is an economic dead zone. The people will be forced to leave that area, go into urban areas. If you depopulate red areas and you force people to move into blue areas, you change the political map. And that is exactly what is going on here. So what you do is you merge an environmental agenda with a purely political agenda, and you do all of this to the detriment of a local population. It's an amazing thing that has been pulled off, mm. and it is completely contrary to the original intent of the very law that they used to pull it off, namely the Antiquities Act of 1906.
Brilliant on their part, but here it is, and then you go, well, where's Republicans on this? I mean, why would they not be yelling and screaming from atop the White House?
They should be, and of course, in Maine, they are. They're absolutely furious because they have been, their wishes have been cast aside. Mm-hmm. There is one interesting aspect to this of what may happen in the future, and of course, all of this depends upon the outcome of the election in November. But what Obama has done, he has done administratively. And what a president does administratively can be undone administratively.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That not only pertains to what we're talking about this morning, mm-hmm. The government land grab in northern Maine, but actually all the rules and regulations Obama has imposed over the past almost 8 years were all done administratively because he would never get Congress to go along with that nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
If there is a certain president in the White House after January 20th, 2017, who has the will and the insight to do away with this administratively, all of these rules and regulations can be withdrawn through a presidential order, which he's quite legally capable of doing. This particular president, whose last name will probably not be, this particular president, the hypothetical president I'm talking about, whose last
right.
name is probably not Clinton, will do this administratively. So there are means at their disposal. As for Congress can't do a thing, and the Obama right. administration knows that. There's no way in the world they can overrule him on this.
Yes,
especially
at this point. I mean, you know, even with a lame duck session. Bonner, what about Hawaii? We got about a minute left. What's going on in Hawaii?
Okay, in Hawaii, we have a gigantic swath of the Pacific Ocean, which also contains enormous resources of seafood, of whatever other natural resources are beneath the waters. Of the Pacific Ocean around Hawaii. This, too, has been declared a national monument by Obama, once again by executive fiat, effectively roping off this gigantic area in the Pacific Ocean from any kind of economic activity whatsoever. This is being done not only to the detriment of the people of Hawaii, but actually to the people anywhere. The fishing grounds, all of that, gone.
Unbelievable. Well, Dr. Bonner Cohen has been with us. What can we, the people, do about this, Bonner? Do we just have to sit this out and hope that maybe we get a different presidential choice here that can, you know, rectify this and several other executive orders?
I think we have no choice but to do so. And just for everyone to realize what Obama does with a pen,
exactly,
can undo with the pen.
Dr. Bonner Cohen, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.